Meanwhimile, Israeli President Shimon Peres has backed the U.S. plan to arm insurgents fighting the Syrian government. In an interview, Shimon Peres described Washington's decision to arm the insurgents as, quote, wise, saying that the United States does not have any other choice. The Israeli president made the remarks days after Washington announced that it would start supplying weapons to militants in Syria. Western-backed calls have grown for arms supply to militants in the country. Reports say the so-called Free Syrian Army has received T-62 tanks from Libya. Nearly 3,000 Syrian Kurds are reportedly being trained in Jordan to join the insurgents fighting Damascus. We have Saeb Shaath, author and Middle East expert, joining us from Belfast. Saeb Shaath, no surprise in what the Israel president had said about the U.S. arming insurgents, but what was surprising is Shimon Peres saying that, you know, that was the last option that the U.S. has. Is that the last option that the U.S. has? Is the Israeli president correct there?
They are trying to bluff their way around this. Israel, he knows more than what he tries to tell. Israel was involved from the very beginning, and its role is to create scenarios of such destruction in Syria and that. Let me say, historically, in 1948, their doctrine was declared by Ben-Gurion then, the leader of the Zionist movement who founded Israel when the British installed it for them, said they have to be able to fight all the Arabic countries together. That's how Israel can succeed, and that's become their doctrine, which was used in it to implement devious tactics in creating hot spots and flashpoints in every Arabic country, such as sectarian religious tensions, and they created their undercover groups to act as political movements or religious movements within the Arabic world. That is the British and U.S. Tactics, whose they taught Israelis very well how to use it. Let's not forget how they succeeded in Lebanon during the 70s up to the start of the 80s in creating a vicious civil war. They engaged in Sudan in a civil war and war of ethnicities in splitting Sudan in two countries and maybe in two or three, another two or three in the future. And they did the same in Libya. And they did help in creating a very vicious sectarian war in Iraq, since they were instrumental themselves in the invasion and the occupation of Iraq. This man, he is, you know, the fox of the Israeli politics. He's a very devious man. He will say this is the last option, since Al-Qusair proved to them, the strategic city of Al-Qusair proved to them Syria is not defending itself anymore. It's attacking the plans and the terror groups who is influxing in Syria from Lebanon and from Jordan and Turkey. Let's go 2 years ago when the Syrian army captured around 40 Turkish intelligence personnel in Syria. And those Turkish officers, they confessed to the Syrians, saying there was in Jordan the Mossad involved in training them and training Takfiri groups and sending them with arms into Syria. So as I said, they were from the beginning engaged. We know today the terrorist groups in Syria were targeting the early warning radar stations in Syria around Damascus specifically, making it easy to Israel to manage and drop a tactical nuclear bomb on Qasir Mountain. So these guys are from the very beginning. If we look at the Golan Heights as well, they have fields hospitals in there. And if they cannot they fix the mm-hmm. terrorists in the field hospital, they send them to an Israeli hospital, bitch them up and send them back to fight in Syria. They are desperate to keep the war going in Syria because they want to make sure this war is continuous. That's why the United States of America used its declaration of Obama a few days ago. They are arming the terror groups. Actually, they were arming from the beginning, but this was as a brusher card used on Putin during the G8. And now we see they told their puppets like Morsi of Egypt and all of his scholars to try to call for jihad in Syria. Jihad in Syria with Israel and the United States of America. Those guys, they never called for jihad in Palestine.
this guy is calling and cutting the relationship with Syria, an Arab Islamic country. During the war in Gaza, he never cut relationship with right. Israel. So right. we know what it's about. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So many good points you made there. I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we just don't. But thank you very much. Anyway, Saeb Shaath, author, Middle East affairs expert there from Belfast. Thank you.